Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
404-726-0929. Want to remind you guys, tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. 2 to 6, we'll be out there. Great food, great drinks, guys. We'll set the stage for the weekend. NBA Finals start tonight as well. We'll be talking more about this Brave series out west and a lot more. So come on out and hang out with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's shift gears and talk some football because Grant's going to join us here in about 7 minutes. First things first, before we get to our Falcons, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers are going to finally come together. Aaron's going to be on a flight. He will get there tomorrow. He will sign his deal and become a Steeler before the start of minicamp. As I said to Mike, I'm a little surprised. Not that this happened. This has been ongoing for months. And, you know, I did a whole diatribe about this over the weekend about how Aaron plays these games every year. But the fact of the matter is, Aaron understands, look, if I have a real shot to do something here, I probably need to show up and be a leader and not be in the dark room at the pyramids and be at minicamp and start, Mike, being a part of this process. So I give him credit for that because he didn't have to do this, guys. He could have waited, and guess what? The Steelers would have waited until he was ready. So for him to be there tomorrow, they'll sign the deal, and he'll be there at minicamp. This drama is over, but it's not over for us.
No, because now we have nowhere to put Kirk Cousins. Our hope was Aaron Rodgers, either, you know, the Hail Mary to Minnesota, which always was long odds, or for some reason he decided to step away from football and walk the earth like Kane in Kung Fu. But he's going to go to Pittsburgh, and so that means we got no market for Kirk Cousins unless sometime between now, and this is the $64,000 question, do you keep him on your roster, in the building, with the baseball hat, not allowed to speak to the media, and hope that somebody loses another quarterback? You're not wishing that on anyone.
No.
But there's – and our good buddy Abe Gordon, who you hear on the radio and produces the Midday Show, he basically did the numbers. There's about 25 teams that are dead in the water without a quarterback that you would trust if they lose their starting quarterback right now in the league. So there would be a market for somebody, but you're depending on someone either in preseason or early in the season before the trade deadline, which happens, what, about 6-7 weeks into the season to move him. So are they going to keep him here, right?
Well,
look. And hope that somebody calls you.
I asked the assistant general manager that, Kyle Smith. He said yes. We asked the general manager this. He said yes. We've asked Raheem Morris this. He said yes. I don't think anything changes. And we're past the June 1, right, date. But that doesn't mean that post-June 1 cuts are still not going to happen. It's just that's the date on the calendar in the CBA that after that date, these things can take place. If they are willing to make that move, Mike, then they're going to save money on the cap over the next 2 years. The question is, are they willing to do that? Or do you just keep him on the roster as they've said all along, and he's our backup, and God forbid if something happens to Penix, we at least have a viable option. That's the way it looks right now. We're still weeks away from camp. We got mandatory mini camp for our guys next week. They're going to get 5 weeks off, and then we come back in July. Maybe something will have changed by then. But right now, Mike, I think this is the route that we're going to go.
Other story today, and this is about 4 hours ago, Adam Schefter puts it out on social media, and we spent a lot of time talking about this the last few days. Falcons aren't close to trading Kyle Pitts. but could be enticed. That means a day two draft pick, a second or third rounder, which no one's going to give you. But I mean, in our opinion. But Pitts, as you guys know, has been the subject of a lot of conversations. There's multiple media reports that we are shopping him. He has not participated in OTAs. We talked to Joe Patrick about it. Muscle strain in his foot. So we were wondering, you know, why is there any kind of, I don't know, you feel it's no coincidence that we're hearing stories about him being shopped? Maybe the Falcons are upset or fed up with him because he can't go, or they're trying to slow roll what the injury is to still try to move him? What do you think?
Well, first of all, Adam's my guy, but he's playing both ends here. When you just read what he said, right. Isn't that every player in the league?
Yes. That's a non-story story.
It's exactly right. They could be enticed. Well, that's every player in the league. If a team calls you and says, we're willing to give up X, Y, and Z, and this, every team's going to listen depending on who that player is. There's only a couple of quarterbacks that are untradeable right now. Outside of that, everybody right now, even when a team is not looking to trade a player, right. They could be enticed. The Falcons could be enticed to trade a bunch of guys. So I think he's playing both ends there. So right. That way, when and if this story turns the other way, he goes, well, I told you they could have gone that way. That's fine. He's great. I'm just simply saying, Mike, I want to see him next week. If he doesn't practice, then this foot injury, and you can tell me you're being extremely cautious, then I become extremely cautious. Why are you protecting this foot? Like, what is the deal? I've said this. If it is just an injured ankle or he's got a foot strain or whatever it might be, tell us. Because it wouldn't be a big deal. But when you say extremely cautious and you are hesitant to disclose this, but yet you're not in the trade market for him, at least according to Adam, although they could be enticed, that makes me wonder what's really going on. I'm not still sure yet, Mike, about all of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Brad and Angelina. You could be divorced or you may get back together. Real quick, just speaking out of both sides of his noggin on the Adam Schefter podcast. Now, I don't think the Falcons are looking to deal him, but they're not turning away the calls either. All right, so look, if you can get a day two, sure. But as Mark Raimondi, if you missed it yesterday, you can rewind on the Odyssey app from ESPN.com. Mark made a great point to us yesterday. If you let Kyle play out the string and he balls out and you don't want to pay him, he gets signed by someone else and we get a compensatory pick.
Yep.
And if it's a good-sized contract, that's a higher pick. So we may wind up getting a better pick from him working for us than trying to shop him before the season starts. So I'm with... Let him, as they say, sing for his supper. And here's the thing. If Pitts somehow creates a magical season of 1,000-plus yards and 8 to 10 touchdowns, worst case, if you want to keep your franchise, tag him. If you don't, you let him go. We still get something for him compensatory-wise. That's my play if I'm the GM.
It's a smart move by the front office to get something for nothing, right? Basically, right. You're going to get something even if he stays, and you still get the production from this season. One other thing we do want to mention, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on this terrible, terrible loss today. This is a bad, ugly loss.
I mean, a faith-losing loss, a faith-shaking loss, a loss which has fans who've never said it in their lives, they want to see Brian Snicker out the door because a big change has to come. Because you can't fire 25 guys. But sometimes, guys, in every other major city in America, it happens every freaking year. It just doesn't happen here.
In wake of today's ninth-inning collapse, according to Ken Rosenthal, the Braves are summoning Craig Kimbrell. So we're going to ask Grant about this because we haven't even talked about Craig Kimbrell being at AAA, not really following his outings and seeing what's been going on. Fine. That to me, though, that is not the answer. It is just you're trying to, again, Band-Aid a situation. This is not 2012 Craig Kimbrell, guys. Sorry. So if he can come up here and help you, Mike, and maybe close a few times, that's great. But for me right now, Iglesias, when we talk about guys that you really need to take a hard look at, he's not helping you. There is too many question marks when you're throwing them out there night in and night out, and especially when your team's struggling offensively. So when you have a great offensive game, right, and he does what he did today where he gave up 3 runs, but he wasn't the only one, okay? Scott Blewett also gave up 4 runs. Like, you had a multitude of guys in the back of this bullpen that didn't do their jobs. But that's kind of been the case with Iglesias. Even on nights where we've won, Mike, and we haven't scored a lot of runs, he's given up runs.
No, he's given up home runs. He can't keep it in the park. You know, so all the things we're hanging our hat on, you know, Spencer Strider, we spent some time on him earlier. Strider is so messed up right now between his ears. Chipper Jones was on with Steak and Sander earlier today. He was saying, look, he's going to have to sort of deconstruct it and find a way to kind of work within what his limitations now are because he doesn't have that electric stuff. So Strider, you know, he might...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, never be that same shred. That's why I invoked Steve Avery's name yesterday. And then you talk about look, I wanted to get rid of Iglesias a month ago. And he's not good. He's not effective. I mean, but here's the thing. You need a left fielder. You need a shortstop. You need a closer. You need maybe one or two more setup guys. And you could argue you may need another starting pitcher.
It's a lot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.